Hi, I'm Hollis. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I've always known I was the black sheep of the family. My parents, Richard and Margaret, made sure of that. They're the kind of people who care more about their image than anything else. My older brother, Trent, he's their golden child. Successful lawyer, perfect wife, the whole package. Me? I'm the struggling artist who lives in a tiny apartment and barely makes rent. But hey, at least I'm happy. Or I was, until my 25th birthday. It started with a text from my mom. Dinner at 7, don't be late. No happy birthday, no we love you. Just a command. I didn't want to go, but I knew what would happen if I didn't. They'd guilt trip me for weeks. So I put on my least wrinkled shirt and drove to their mansion. When I got there, Trent and his wife, Vanessa, were already sitting at the table. Trent was in one of his expensive suits, scrolling through his phone like he was too important to talk to anyone. Vanessa gave me a small smile. She's always been nice to me, but she's too quiet to stand up to Trent or my parents. "You're late," my dad said, not even looking up from his wine glass. "Sorry," I muttered, sitting down. The table was covered in fancy dishes I didn't recognize, probably something Trent picked out to show off. "So, Hollis," Trent said, finally putting his phone down, "still painting those little pictures of yours?" "Yeah," I said, trying to keep my tone light. "I've got a gallery showing next month, actually." "A gallery showing?" My mom laughed like I just told a joke. "That's cute. Maybe one day you'll get a real job." I clenched my fists under the table but didn't say anything. Arguing with them was pointless. They'd just twist my words and make me feel worse. After dinner, my mom brought out a cake. It was store-bought, which was weird because she usually insists on everything being homemade. But I didn't care. For a second, I thought maybe they'd remembered it was my birthday. "Make a wish," my dad said as I leaned over the candles. I closed my eyes and thought, I wish they'd just once treat me like I matter. But before I could blow out the candles, my dad said, "Careful, Hollis. Don't set the house on fire. We didn't want a second kid, but we definitely didn't want a pyromaniac." Everyone laughed, even Vanessa, though hers was more of a nervous chuckle. I froze, the candles still burning. My mom patted my shoulder like it was all a big joke. "Oh, come on, Hollis, don't be so sensitive. You know we love you." But I didn't know that. Not really. And in that moment, something inside me snapped. I blew out the candles, grabbed my jacket, and walked out. "Where are you going?" my dad called after me. "Home," I said without looking back. As I drove away, I replayed the dinner in my head. The jokes, the insults, the way they all laughed like it was nothing. I'd spent my whole life trying to earn their approval, but I was done. They didn't deserve me. And one day, they'd regret treating me like this. I didn't sleep that night. I just sat in my apartment staring at the blank canvas in front of me. My hands were shaking, but not from fear, from anger. For the first time, I wasn't sad about how my family treated me. I was furious, and I wasn't going to let them get away with it anymore. The next morning, I started planning. I didn't have money or power like they did, but I had something they didn't, creativity, and I was going to use it to expose them for who they really were. First, I needed evidence. I started small, recording conversations during family gatherings. My phone became my secret weapon. I'd casually leave it on the table or in my pocket, capturing every snide remark, every cruel joke. It wasn't hard. They never bothered to hide how they felt about me. Then, Vanessa reached out. She texted me out of the blue one evening. "Can we talk?" We met at a coffee shop downtown. She looked tired, like she hadn't been sleeping either. "I'm sorry about what happened at dinner," she said, stirring her coffee nervously. "I should have said something." "Why didn't you?" I asked, trying not to sound accusatory. She sighed. "You know how Trent is. He doesn't like it when I interfere. But I can't keep pretending everything's fine. They're toxic, Hollis. All of them." I leaned forward, lowering my voice. "What if I told you I'm done pretending too? What if I told you I'm going to take them down?" Vanessa's eyes widened, but she didn't look surprised. "What do you need?" Over the next few weeks, Vanessa became my inside source. She told me things I never would have found out on my own, like how Trent had been embezzling money from his law firm. "He thinks he's untouchable," she said, handing me a flash drive with incriminating documents. But he's not. Then there was my dad. Richard's construction business was his pride and joy, but it was built on lies. Vanessa helped me dig into his records, and we found proof he'd been cutting corners, using cheap materials, and bribing officials to win contracts. One wrong move, and his empire would crumble. My mom wasn't innocent either. Margaret loved playing the role of the perfect socialite, but her charity work was a sham. Vanessa showed me bank statements proving she'd been using donations to fund her lavish lifestyle. It was sickening. By the time I had everything I needed, I felt like a different person. The quiet, overlooked Hollis was gone. In his place was someone who wasn't afraid to fight back. I called a family meeting under the guise of making amends. They didn't suspect a thing. When they all showed up at my parents' mansion, I was ready. "What's this about?" Trent asked, looking annoyed. "You'll see," I said, pulling out my laptop. "Sit down." They exchanged confused glances, but did as I said. I took a deep breath, my finger hovering over the play button. This was it. The moment everything would change. The room was silent as I hit play on the first recording. My dad's voice filled the air, cold and mocking. We didn't want a second kid, but we definitely didn't want a pyromaniac. My mom's laugh followed, sharp and grating. Trent's snicker was the final nail in the coffin. I watched their faces as the recording played. My dad's smirk faded. My mom's hand flew to her mouth. Trent just glared at me, his jaw clenched. "What is this?" my dad demanded, his voice rising. "Proof," I said, my tone steady. "Proof of how you've treated me my entire life. But that's not all." I opened the folder on my laptop, pulling up the documents Vanessa had given me. "Trent, care to explain why your law firm's accounts are missing over $200,000? Trent's face went pale. "That's none of your business." "It is when you're stealing from your own clients," I shot back. "And let's not forget your little affair with your colleague. Vanessa knows all about it." Vanessa nodded, her arms crossed. "I'm done covering for you, Trent." Trent looked like he wanted to argue, but he didn't have a leg to stand on. I turned to my dad next. "And you, Richard, cutting corners on construction projects, bribing officials? How long do you think it'll take for the press to get a hold of this?" My dad's face turned red. "You wouldn't dare." "Try me," I said, my voice cold. "And Mom, let's not forget your charity work. Using donations to buy yourself designer handbags? Real classy." My mom looked like she'd been slapped. "Hollis, this is ridiculous. We're your family." "Family doesn't treat each other like this," I said, my voice breaking for the first time. "You've spent my entire life making me feel like I don't belong. Well, guess what? I'm done. And now everyone's going to know who you really are." The room erupted into chaos. Trent started yelling at Vanessa, accusing her of betraying him. My dad was shouting at me, calling me ungrateful. My mom just sat there, tears streaming down her face. But I didn't care. For the first time, I felt like I had the upper hand. "You think you can just walk away from this?" Trent snarled, stepping toward me. I didn't flinch. "I already have, and if any of you try to stop me, I'll make sure the whole world knows what you've done." I grabbed my laptop and walked out, leaving them to their meltdown. As I drove home, I felt a strange mix of emotions. Relief, anger, and a tiny flicker of hope. This wasn't over yet, but I'd finally taken the first step toward reclaiming my life. The fallout was swift. Within days, Trent's law firm launched an internal investigation. The embezzlement scandal hit the news, and he was fired on the spot. Vanessa filed for divorce, taking half of his assets and leaving him scrambling to save face. He tried to call me, probably to beg me to retract my statements, but I ignored him. He'd made his bed, now he could lie in it. My dad wasn't so lucky either. The construction scandals went public, and his business partners dropped him like a hot potato. Lawsuits piled up, and he was forced to sell the family mansion to cover the damages. Last I heard, he and my mom were renting a tiny apartment on the outskirts of town. Not exactly the lavish lifestyle they were used to. As for my mom, her social circle turned on her faster than I could have imagined. The charity fraud was the final straw. She was removed from the board and publicly shamed. Her so-called friends stopped returning her calls, and she became a pariah in the community. Karma's a funny thing. Meanwhile, I was thriving. I used the recordings and documents to create a series of paintings called Unwanted. Each piece told a story, my story. The gallery showing was packed, and the art world ate it up. Critics called it raw and powerful. I sold every piece, and the proceeds went to a real charity, one that actually helped people. The best part? I didn't do it for revenge. Okay, maybe a little. But mostly, I did it to prove to myself that I was more than their insults, more than their cruelty. I was Hollis, the artist. Hollis, the survivor. And I wasn't going to let anyone make me feel small ever again. As I walked home that night, I thought about how far I'd come. The quiet, overlooked Hollis was gone. In his place was someone stronger, someone who refused to let anyone define his worth. My family had tried to break me, but they'd only made me stronger. And as I blew out the candles on my birthday cake that year, alone, but not lonely, I made a new wish. I wish for everyone who's ever been made to feel unwanted to find their strength, just like I did. Because in the end, that's what this was all about. Not revenge, but redemption. And I'd finally found mine. Life after the fallout was peaceful. For the first time, I wasn't constantly looking over my shoulder, waiting for the next insult or blow. My art career was taking off, and I'd even started teaching a few classes at a local community center. It felt good to give back, to help others find their voice through creativity. One day, as I was setting up for a class, my phone buzzed. It was an unknown number. Normally I'd ignore it, but something made me answer. Hollis? It was my mom. Her voice was shaky, almost unrecognizable. Can we talk? I hesitated. Part of me wanted to hang up, to shut the door on that chapter of my life for good. But another part, the part that still remembered the little boy who just wanted his parents to love him, was curious. What do you want? I asked, keeping my tone neutral. I just wanted to say I'm sorry, she said, her voice breaking. I know it doesn't change anything, but I need you to know that. I was wrong, Hollis, about everything. I didn't respond right away. The apology felt hollow, like it was more about easing her guilt than making amends. But maybe that was enough. Thank you for saying that, I said finally. But I'm not ready to forgive you, not yet. I understand, she whispered. I hope one day you can. We hung up, and I sat there for a moment, processing the conversation. It didn't fix anything, but it was a start. Maybe someday I'd be ready to let go of the anger. But for now, I was okay with where I was. Later that evening, I met up with Vanessa for dinner. She'd become a close friend, and it was nice to have someone who understood what I'd been through. You okay? She asked, noticing my quiet mood. Yeah, I said, smiling. Just thinking about how far I've come. It's not the life I expected, but it's mine, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Vanessa raised her glass. To new beginnings. To new beginnings, I echoed, clinking my glass against hers. And for the first time in a long time, I felt like everything was going to be okay.